French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim frim sauce with the os and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is potatoes. Few cooking aromas create a deeper longing in me than those of roasting potatoes. I am hurled back in time to living in a two-bedroom home that was guided and nurtured by my grandmother, Nana. Four of us lived with Nana, my two sisters, Jane and Bette, and my mother, Ruth. Nana was Scotch-Irish, raised on the lower west side of Manhattan, and her cooking repertoire was narrow. But what she made was made with love and absolute conviction. I remember her standing near the kitchen sink in one of her plain house dresses, a cotton-striped apron tied around her pale but sturdy frame. The winter light weakly illuminated her calm smile through the snow-streaked window as she stood with a dinner fork poised over half a dozen russet potatoes. Then, peering over her ever-present eyeglasses, she pierced them equidistantly before laying them on a baking pan and placing them in the small gas oven near the gust-buffeted, cracked wooden door of that cottage, which overlooked a small and often frozen lake in northern Illinois. The baked potatoes she made were served with sour cream, butter, salt, and pepper. What else was served for dinner would be secondary to me most of the time. The soft merging between the whiteness and the tang of the sour cream and the gentle yellow of rich farm-stand butter melted helplessly against the mixed, steaming topography of the split and yielding tuber. It soothed my teenage hunger pangs better than the canned peas and slices of white bread could ever pray to. The potato is almost without compare in terms of what we eat as to how miserable it was felt to be in the beginning of its usage to how beloved it has become. The American writer Nora Ephron wrote famously, "When I fall in love, it always begins with potatoes." The days of its inception in Europe were met with wide contempt. The principal writer of an encyclopedia on food during the reign of Louis XV in France proclaimed, "This root, no matter how you prepare it, is tasteless and floury. It cannot pass for an agreeable food." Yet, by 1597, a gent from Virginia named John Gerard wrote, "The virtues of the potato are equal to meat, being either roasted in the embers and eaten with oil, or dressed in some other way by the hand of a skillful cook." The best passage I've ever found about potatoes in literature fell my way while I was living as a breakfast cook in Greeley, Colorado. I had picked up a copy of The Tin Drum by the German Nobel Prize-winning author Günter Grass at a yard sale. I read it after work in a setting Colorado sun on the porch of the home of a friend who was letting me crash there. He wrote, "But now it was Monday afternoon, and my grandmother was sitting by the potato fire. Today her Sunday skirt was one layer closer to her person, while the one that had basked in the warmth of her skin on Sunday swathed her hips in Monday gloom. Whistling, with no particular tune in mind, she coaxed the first cooked potato out of the ashes with her hazel branch and pushed it away from the smoldering mound to cool in the breeze. I wanted to taste it so badly, I could barely wait for it to cool." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.